As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
16, Mahomes rolling out, looking, firing, intercepted!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown! Happy birthday, Cooper Machine!
Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards!
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59.
How good does this feel, knowing that you beat the Chiefs who beat you 2 years ago?
Yeah, all glory to God.
It can't be about me, it has to be about we.
You can't be great without the greatness of others.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Coming up, complete Super Bowl 59 recap, your phone calls, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The first 2 hours were for those who suffered from Chiefs fatigue, because we talked about the Eagles just whipping up on the Kansas City Chiefs. And so people were sick and tired of having the Chiefs being talked about, being dynastic. Guess what? We didn't do too much of that over the last 2 hours. There wasn't that much to talk about on that front after Super Bowl 59. We talked with 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth, who knows all about winning in the trenches and how the Eagles won the Super Bowl in such, and the Chiefs lost it in those trenches on Sunday night. And then we had a surprise visit by Carl Anthony Towns, our favorite Philadelphia Eagle fan and famed TJ Jefferson troll. We knew he had bad intentions when he texted me in the middle of game day morning on Sunday morning when my phone buzzed and I looked down and Carl Anthony Towns texted me, TJ, better pray to all the gods today. I responded, by the way, TJ is probably searching for more gods right now to pray to, and that's why Carl, during the middle of the game, texted me, he needs more gods, in all caps and 4 exclamation points.
More gods.
Yeah, no, I'm not searching for any more gods.
So that happened. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast, all 3 hours. Check it out through the Cumulus Podcast Network. The Overreaction Monday Super Bowl edition is already out. Chris and I recorded it before we started talking into these microphones today. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask with What the Football on Tuesday. Amy was emailing all of us that she knows what it's like to lose a Super Bowl like the Chiefs did. They lost by 27 points, the Raiders,
that
you remember back in the day.
It was also never close.
And that's kind of a similar contest that we saw last night. So Amy will have some interesting thoughts, obviously, on Tuesday's What the Football there. Let's talk about the Chiefs. How the Chiefs react to this loss will be fascinating. And I think it's going to be as similar to their first Super Bowl loss, because this had the same earmarks of that, which is you don't protect Patrick Mahomes, he can't be special. Mm-hmm. And you don't protect Patrick Mahomes, the specialty of Andy Reid's ability to call a game and dial up unique play calls. I mean, you're not running the snow globe, right? If you're down by 17. You remember that when they did that, you know, the ring around the rosy type stuff? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, Andy Reid's not pulling something out from the 1932 Peach Bowl if he's down by 24. Like, that's what happens if you don't protect Patrick Mahomes. And we saw in the Super Bowl loss to Tom Brady's Bucks, Mahomes running for his life. So I guess right now, if you are an offensive lineman with a first round grade in this year's draft, and your draft night on the first night of the draft in Green Bay is going a little bit long, and you're wondering, am I going to slip to the second round? Well, here's the answer. You won't. You won't. As long as the Chiefs are sitting there at 31, and if you're worth a darn at left or right tackle, guess what? You're a Kansas City Chief. I would be stunned if Brett Veach doesn't go and hit the crap out of this offensive line in the draft and in free agency and make sure that gets solidified, because what we saw on Sunday night was an absolute wipeout. Six career sacks Mahomes suffered. I mean, didn't run a play on the plus side of the field until the third quarter. Didn't cross midfield until 2:33 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, after that big pass play, right? Was it to Worthy?
To Worthy.
Yeah.
So
he had 23 yards in the first half.
I mean, the Eagles absolutely punked the Chiefs last night, and in a way that if you're in the AFC, it's like, okay, we get it. Let's just load up on a bunch of defensive pass rushers and just do the old Pete Carroll NASCAR, where we're just going to keep on switching them in and out. Let's get eight of them. Let's get them all from Georgia. Let's make sure they're like 23 and younger. Maybe we can mix it in with a couple of vets, get some studs on the back end, and go ball hunt and ball hawk and Mahomes hunt. And if you're the Bills, load up on it. If you're the Ravens, load up on it. Like, there's your blueprint. The Bucs showed it, and the Eagles followed it. And they almost pulled it off the last time they took on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And so I'm not sitting here and saying that the Chiefs are now have been totally clowned and defrocked and are their windows done and they're closed and Kelce was held to his worst Super Bowl ever and he's done and he's going to retire and we're moving on. But it really is, how does Mahomes process this thing? I mean, Tom Brady was spectacular talking about this subject matter in the booth last night about when he lost Super Bowls. Tom lost three, as we know. That when he lost them, they were the worst losses of his career. They were the toughest nights of his life. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't even talk to other people until at least the next morning. And it sticks with him for life. He was talking about it during the game.
Yeah, I talked about the 07 one, felt like a nightmare. And I went to bed after the game was over, and I woke up the next day thinking, oh, phew, that was a bad dream. Let me play the game today. Nope, we actually got beat like that.
And I appreciated him bringing up the 07 game in particular, although that was Tom's first Super Bowl loss taste. This is Mahomes' second, thanks to Brady, and the blueprint that the Bucs invented, I guess, which is just run Mahomes over. And but it's similar to last night in the fact that Brady had history to be made that night in 07. First ever 19-0 team ever. First one to go undefeated in the regular season and then win three games in the playoffs. And first one ever to do that. And they didn't. And everybody thought it was going to happen. And a team from the NFC East came in and hit him in the mouth. And that's what happened to the Chiefs last night. Although the Giants That was, as we all know, needed a helmet catch and all that craziness at the end. This one was pretty much over from the start. And Mahomes throws his first career playoff pick six. And then the interception at the end of the half was an absolute crusher, if not backbreaker. The ultimate backbreaker, as we all know, came when the Chiefs went for it on fourth down, end of the third quarter, didn't make it. And then Hurts is the one who went up top to stick in the dagger to Devontae Freeman. I mean, to Devontae Smith to end the game.
I still can't believe that play call.
Right. And so... And so that's the stuff that Mahomes used to do. Now it's been done to him, and he got his helmet handed to him last night. And the guys who he loves and he trusts up front, who walked out of last time against the Eagles in the Super Bowl victory with the zero sacks t-shirts. I'm wondering if the defensive line of the Eagles will show up to their parade in six sacks t-shirts.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the offensive line proudly wore zero sacks t-shirts against the vaunted pass rush of the Eagles in that game. And now, how will Mahomes handle it? This is what he had to say in the loss Sunday night.
I mean, both sucked. I mean, there's no way around it. Anytime you lose a Super Bowl, it's the worst feeling in the world. They'll stick with you the rest of your career. I mean, these will be the two losses that will motivate me to be even better for the rest of my career, because you only get so few of these, and you have to capitalize on these, and they hurt probably more than the wins feel good.
So what does that mean, to be better? I don't know. I mean, how much better can this guy get? I know he's not flawless. You know, and that throw that Cooper DeJean picked off.
He just didn't see him.
He's just something that I don't think he would want back. The one that Bond picked off, I mean, he got hit as he threw. And
yeah, he got pushed off his spot.
I mean, at this point, 17-0. You got to get this drive started. Like, I understand why he threw that one.
They got to get a running game, plain and simple.
Yeah.
And that was something you saw throughout the playoffs, definitely last night. They couldn't run the ball. And they're not built to come from behind like that, so they have to play with leads.
Yeah, they only had 49 yards rushing as a team.
That's why I'm wondering if the try and don't go broke, making a profit type way of that they've been playing since Tyreek Hill left, and to great success. I mean, they won two in a row after trading away Tyreek Hill.
Right.
So I'm not saying that, you know, that it's so broken that you need to fix it, but I'm just wondering... Will he return to a do too much type situation? I don't know.
Rashee Rice will be back.
Rashee will be back.
Xavier Worthy is kind of.
He had two touchdowns in the game.
I mean, he's going to be a top 10 player next year.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. They'll have Cooper Kupp next year.
By the way, that's not a bad move to make.
No.
You know, to add a veteran. I don't know what DeAndre is going to do.
Yeah, the D-Hop trade was cool in the beginning. It just didn't really
seem to work. Yeah.
It didn't really
right
that
and
much.
Rich. The first thing I said to Chris this morning, piggybacking off what you said earlier, is watch, they're going to build the greatest offensive line in history on this
team.
Well,
they usually do know how to fix whatever ails them, and that they're able to drill down on that, and Brett Veach is one of the best in the business, and we'll try and get him on over the next couple of weeks leading up to the combine to kind of pick his brain on all of that. But the reason why I ask about how does Mahomes handle all this is because, you know, I'm sure he doesn't think about this in his spare time. I mean, it may dawn on him, you know, on occasion, that he is on a path to the only human being right now to run down Tom Brady. Although, you know, we did say Jalen Hurts in his first full four seasons as a starter has the same number of playoff appearances, Super Bowl appearances, and Super Bowl wins as Mahomes did in his first 4 years as a starter, too. So he's off to a nice start with a pretty damn good team around him. But, you know, if we're talking about legacy and we're talking about all that stuff, Mahomes is done with his 20s. He will be a 30-year-old quarterback when he starts next year. And so he had the most successful run as a 20-year-old quarterback.
Yeah.
To catch Brady, or to really be in the same conversation as Brady by the end of his career, that starts now. Because Brady, if you just parsed out his statistics as a 20-year-old and separated them, that's a Hall of Fame career. Just take a look at his numbers as a 20-year-old. And then you take a look at Brady's numbers as a 30-year-old quarterback and separate them, just standing on its own. They're Hall of Fame numbers in that age group as well. And if you take his numbers as a 40-plus-year-old quarterback and have them stand alone, their Hall of Fame numbers as well, because he won Super Bowls in each of those tenures, and yards and touchdowns and all the metrics that he had. So this is it. This is it. And how will he handle all of that? That's the question. I don't have any doubts that he will be spectacular. It's what will be around him, and will he be able to continue to make it back to championship games? Because again, if I'm the Bills, I'm the Ravens, I'm the Chargers, I'm the Broncos, right? Pete Carroll with the Raiders, the Texans. Hey, man, Myles Garrett sitting out there. I'm going for him. Mm-hmm. I'm going for him because
don't let the Chiefs get him.
Hey, no, listen, and I know the Browns would like to send Myles Garrett elsewhere. But you just saw, you want to beat Mahomes, make sure he doesn't have a second to breathe and he starts doubting himself and Brady starts talking about his footwork being off. Like, that's what you're looking for. And who's the guy who can help you do it? You want to help somebody pass rush? So, you know, how will he be able to do all that? Because to keep compiling and to get to Brady this next decade, hopefully he stays healthy and he's got the ability to keep doing it with Reed and who knows with Kelsey as well. So.
Andy Reid will be 67 next year. I mean, it's one of those things. How much longer is he going to keep going? Is he going to coach into his 70s like Bill and Pete Carroll and those guys? Who knows?
Mahomes gave more meat on the bones about what he needs to do to get better.
Played really well. I feel like I didn't play to my standard, just with especially the struggles that I had early in the season. And so there's things that I have to get better at, and they kind of showed today on the biggest stage. And so I'm about to find a way this offseason to combat what defenses are doing to me as far as rush lanes and different coverages that they're playing. And that's the beauty of football, is that you never can be satisfied with just coming out there and playing and thinking you're going to have success year in and year out. These defenses are going to continue to get better and better, and so I have to get better, and so I'll take a lot of ownership in that, and I want to hopefully come back and play better football this next season.
That's why he's as great as he is, man, because when he's saying that, I mean, it's really the guys up front. I'm sorry. I know he needs to do what protections are, what rush lanes are, and what defenses are, and I'm sure that he bears some responsibility on this in an X's and O's and all 22 way that I'm unfamiliar with, because that's not my bag. Give him some time, man. He didn't have a second to breathe last night. Nothing. And normally they are way better, certainly from guard to guard with Creed Humphrey up the middle, than they were last night. You just got to tip your cap in the fact that the Eagles just did it. And they did it. And did it well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then there's Kelsey. You know, we'll hit that coming up as well. But again, it's how will this land in Mahomes? Like, he does say he needs to get better. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a pre-snap stuff like he was alluding to. I mean, Brady had a great quote. I think it was on Colin this week where he talked about the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. He knew their defense better than they knew their defense. And he knew what blitz was coming and what defense they were running and what play to adjust to and check to. And he knew, like, look, we're going to do this. I'm going to get it done on offense. It's whether we can stop them on defense. And I'm wondering if that's what Mahomes is kind of alluding to, is being better pre-snap.
And maybe it just reminds you he's still a baby when it comes to his entire long journey. I mean, he technically could be in just the first third of his career if he plays as long as Brady. And if he needs to get better at the neck up stuff, I will not doubt it. I will not have a concern in the world. But how will this sit with him? And how will the Chiefs, you know, do they need to get another weapon for him? I think the running back spot, right?
Running back spot.
Like, could you imagine if they had grabbed Derrick Henry instead? Or do we do that? Do we go down that road? Because Kareem Hunt wasn't too shabby, man.
I don't think Pacheco hadn't broke his leg. Then now you have a fully healthy Pacheco.
You just stay run the course, or you get somebody else? You draft one?
Oh, I go get it. This is a really deep running back draft, so I would definitely draft a running back.
First order business, though, is an alignment.
That's
got to do it.
Yeah, but you grab maybe one of those Ohio State guys in the third round. And
what running backs you're talking about?
Yeah, running back.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you got to look at, like, what what linemen or free agents. I mean, obviously, right. we don't know any of the top of our
big
heads,
names. Yeah, Ronnie Stanley, Cam Robinson, a lot of good tackle free agency class coming up.
All right, when we come back, we'll hit Kelsey and take some more of your phone calls. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, as we are picking around the confetti of Super Bowl 59 here on the Rich Eisen Show on this Monday.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions, so you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls in a moment. A lot of fun last week, man, at our shows, right? Hanging out with Dion and his nuts.
So great. Man, you got him with that.
When he brought his tackle box full of almonds. And
right, a tackle box full of almonds.
A tackle box full of almonds. And then he's going on and on and on about his son and about this. And this is the perfect moment to bust that line out. Because he was so into just talking about, he was in his mode.
Yeah.
And I just paused. I'm like, all right, now let's talk about your nuts. Yeah, I knew he had to move to his promotion.
Of course. Yeah. What a legend.
What do you say? Why do you have to say it like that?
Yeah, why do you got to say it like that? Rich, they're almonds.
Just because I know. Because he's not going to get that set up anywhere else.
No, definitely not.
No.
You know? Certainly not when there's another host out there that once upon a time broadcast with him about Vasante Shenko getting his third leg down in the end zone.
By the way, you guys going through that too, that really slipped under the radar, but that was hilarious.
Hey, look who's hanging out in the back of the end zone.
Dude, when we talked about going for two with Najee Davenport.
Davenport. Yeah.
Who is famous for going number two in the closet of an ex, right?
Yeah, in the laundry basket.
Something like that.
Look that up, Jay, in the commercial.
It's true. So then when Najee Davenport was on the field and we had a highlight and the team
scored a touchdown.
Scored a touchdown and had a 2-point conversion attempt with Najee Davenport. It's the perfect thing that I always look for, which is truth is a total defense. What's wrong with me saying Najee went, they went for two with Najee? Or Najee dropped a deuce on the team.
Right.
That's what he just did.
I mean, I'm with you.
That's great. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tanner in Iowa has been hanging on for a while. What's up, Tanner in Iowa? What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
Where are you driving, Tanner? And are you in Iowa driving, Tanner?
Yep. I live in Cedar Falls, like right by the college where Kurt Warner started playing football.
Very nice.
Northern Iowa.
The Northern Iowa
the
University.
Northern Iowa.
The Northern Iowa, and, yes.
And I've had season tickets to Iowa football since 2005. I just wanted to say that Cooper DeJean, the 3 years he came to Iowa, he was one of the most exciting players in general. I've never seen someone, you know, be able to make plays and just be in the moment, whether it was interceptions for touchdowns or punt returns, even though one of them got called back.
Yeah, he was the one, right? He was the one where they said he fair caught it and he really never raised his arm, right?
Valid fair catch.
I remember that. Yeah,
and, was he kind of took the team on our back when we had the, you know, worst offense in football, and the only player besides the defense and Cooper was our punter who, fun fact, when Torrey Taylor punted the ball 8 or more times.
That's right.
The Hawkeyes were 10-2.
Hey, man, I remember Michigan going against Iowa in the national championship. The Big Ten championship. I'm like, keep it away from him. I know that.
He actually got hurt before that game. It was like in practice.
Oh, that's right.
It was like random injury and whatnot.
Oh, that's right. He was on the sideline.
Going to the tunnel.
That's right. Now I remember. I'm like, I was glad he wasn't in that game.
Nebraska with his crutches on, and I just felt really bad for him. So it's just really nice to see him, outstanding guy and a total team player, you know, get his first interception against one of the greats of all time. And
on his birthday.
Looking forward to see how he does the next year with, you know, more reps and whatnot.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tanner. Keep driving safe. Hands on 10-2, please. Hey, Howie Roseman, he drafts Quinyon Mitchell in the first round and then says, second round, guess what we're going to do? We're going to trade up and we're going to get the other kid.
Yep.
We're going to get two corners. We're going to get two defensive backs.
Yeah, DeJean could have been, maybe should have been a first rounder. I've been in the redraft, he would be. But
he looks bigger,
even
too.
Even at the time, it was like, whoa, he didn't go in the first
round.
He's
got some girth in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman. Andrew in Florida, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Andrew?
Rich, how are you and the guys in the studio?
Well, we're good.
What's
thank
up,
you.
Andrew?
What's up, bro? Very Tom Pelissero way to start.
Calm down.
Okay, very good.
Calm down.
Drew?
Well, to be compared to him, that's an honor.
How's the hair look?
How's the hair game? Is it like Tom's?
Oh, nowhere near that.
Oh, you're more like
You're closer to us?
Brotherhood?
I'm kind of in the middle of you guys.
Let it go. Come home, brother. Just come on home.
I've been thinking about it. So it's funny you were talking about Howie Roseman. My question is actually about him.
Okay.
Considering, like, with this win and considering, you know, people talking about this is like the best roster in football and how he's sort of become a meme of he can't keep getting away with it, does this Super Bowl win put him closer in contention to being a GM in the Hall of Fame?
Wow. You know, not a lot of GMs make it to the Hall.
I know, it's rare.
But listen, he deserves all of the flowers. Here.
He's not a lock yet. But.
Well, because you also want to talk about journeys too, Andrew. I mean, don't forget that Chip Kelly comes in after Andy Reid goes. And
we don't talk about Chip Kelly.
No, but I'll tell you what, Howie Roseman was removed from the grocery shopping. You know, Chip was given more of a say over that than any head coach that Jeffrey Lurie had hired. And he didn't, you know, F-bomb his way out the you know, down the flow chart. He took it to heart from what everyone tells me. And look at him now. I mean, he's as great as they come. He is the man. And he keeps on hitting the same thing. And thanks for the call, Andrew. That's what's the beauty, you know, consistency. Have we noticed this here? Consistency. And it's so tough to have. It's so tough to keep. It's so tough to do it. And sometimes, you know, in Pittsburgh, it's done to, in the eyes of some fans, the detriment of the franchise. It's viewed that way. But it still will give you the leg up. You got the same sensibilities as the front office and the coach and the ownership and the staff. And you run it and you got a philosophy. We're going to be big up front. We're going to be big up front in the front seven. We're going to be big in the back. And we're going to be hitting downhill. And we're going to hit you when we're either running it or throwing it or defensing it. I know that sounds like an easy thing to say, but it's difficult to do. And how he does it, like, honestly, if I'm seeing a 215 area code on my phone on draft night, I'm like going
Hang
straight
up.
To voicemail.
Hang up. Do not answer.
I'm like, go get a kid from Georgia with your own pick.
You're not getting the better of that deal.
You know what I mean? For real, congrats to him, what he is building. And Joe Banner called it a few years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if these two teams keep facing each other in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they keep winning because they are building it right.
Is it going to be like a Warriors-Cavs thing? Remember when they met, like, what was it, four years in a row in the finals?
Be, man.
Nick in Virginia, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to reach out and say appreciate what y'all do. The show is wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Rich.
Man.
We can agree.
You go blue.
Thank you. Go blue to you, Nick.
Absolutely. The thought I had watching the game yesterday was, does the narrative of the Chiefs only winning because of penalties continue, or does it go away?
Well, Nick, what do you think? I mean, don't you think the refs, you know, needed to step in and help their teammates last night at some point? You know, instead of calling flag after flag after flag on the Chiefs post snap penalties, pre-snap penalties. I mean, don't you think they just swallowed their whistle on behalf of what apparently everybody thought they were doing? Nick, don't you think? What do you think? That's called sarcasm, Nick. That's called sarcasm. If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I just think they should do what's right, and I think they do the best job that they can.
And I agree, and thank you for the call, Nick. Does that erase the narrative? Huh?
No, because Rich, what happened was they decided that they were going to not call as many penalties this game, so to throw everyone off the scent, so for next year they can pick it back up.
My phone blew up within our text chain from another text chain because, you know, I am responsible for the National Football League in many people's minds. A lot of friends. A lot of people who...
You're a company guy. A
lot of people who...
Did you hear from Bill Burr last night?
I did not hear from Bill Burr last night. He's one of the few people I did not hear from.
Interesting.
Because he might be, you know, getting ready for his broad debut of Mammoth, as opposed to texting me about refs and stuff.
The refs being massaged.
But that first call, Ron Torbert's team, you know, crew, throwing that flag on A.J. Brown for offensive pass interference on the opening drive of the game. Nick Sirianni's coming out, and he's dice rolling from jump, going for it on midfield, fourth and two, and they're going for a low percentage throw, which is like, let's throw it to, I guess 50-50 would be a low percentage here, or even if it's 60-40, if you think A.J. Brown is physically better than McDuffie. And sure enough, first down, except for offensive pass interference. Brady didn't like it, and neither did our guy who came in here and said it's stupid to talk about conspiracy theories, Mike Pereira. Would rather not see it called. He did put his hand on McDuffie's face mask, gave a little shove, but
and
hey.
McDuffie was grabbing him. Like that's hand fighting hand between fighting. Wide receiver and defensive back.
Okay, so there they were on the spot, taking the ball away from the Philadelphia Eagles. Just like they're supposed to do, right? They're on the payroll. Let's find that connectivity for the direct deposit from Clark Hunt to the officials. Well, that's all gone, right? I mean, we've got to do that, right? That's all gone. Or the Eagles were just so good, the refs couldn't do what they were supposed to do. Is that the narrative? Help me out here.
I mean, I'll play the
Help
refs.
Me out. Whatever, help me out.
Whatever you say,
no,
man.
No. Help me out.
Whatever you say, man.
Help me out.
What do you mean?
Because the refs were making
Rich,
calls.
Hold on a second. Will you admit that yes. during the course of the NFL season,
yes.
there were a lot of questionable calls that went Kansas City's way?
Correct. But
great.
Weren't there a lot of questionable calls that went Philadelphia's way last night?
I'm not talking about last night.
I'm talking about exactly last night.
Well, we're talking about two different things then.
Okay. What I'm saying to you is on certain nights, there are questionable calls for one team. Sure. On other nights, there are questionable calls for another team against the team that's supposed to be helped with these questionable calls more than others to the narrative of that's the reason why they're winning. And that there's a massaging going on and a thumb on the scale.
The problem is that when it's consistently throughout the year,
right.
questionable calls goes one team's way, the narrative does build that the fix is in. I'm not saying the fix is in. I've never said that.
Understood.
All I pointed out this year
yes.
was that there were a lot of questionable calls that went their way, and it's okay to point that out.
But what I'm saying is...
And then the first play of the game that's controversial goes their
right,
way.
Right.
It doesn't give any less to the fact that people are going to be like, the fix is in.
I get it. But then the next 58 minutes of the game played out. And if the fix is supposed to be in.
Well, the Eagles got pushed back on three field goals.
For those people, if the fix is supposed to be in, shouldn't the Chiefs have been bailed out more than that first one play? You know, and so
if there was a fix, then yes.
Which
or the Eagles
point,
were just so good it didn't matter.
My point is there are calls that go against the Chiefs as well that don't get as amplified as the Chiefs getting the calls because it doesn't neatly fit someone else's narrative.
Well, when it's 17, and 24, 34, nothing, it kind of
always thought, again, this whole concept that there is a conspiracy happening where the officials know writ large, not written down anywhere, but writ large, they need to make sure that the Chiefs win the day by the end of the day. Last night, I guess they didn't come to the rescue.
Did you think David Stern told NBA officials what to do?
No.
Right. But it just so happened to happen quite often.
Mm-hmm. You keep saying you call the fix in, but then you keep saying things that intimate
right?
that you
I'm
think
very,
the fix is in.
I don't
get it. Like you're saying
it's not in, but
it's
you're pointing
in,
out all these things.
But
that
so is
make
the fix
believe.
In or is it not in?
You're
like Bill Burr, like you're in the middle of it.
It's impossible to fix an NFL game.
Of course.
It just wouldn't happen.
Why can't we just leave it at that?
Right. And that the Chiefs are a terrific team.
But you can also acknowledge that a lot of fishy, questionable calls went their way this year.
Yeah, but that happens in all sports. Did Michael Jordan get almost every call? Yes. When you're great, the calls that are like 50-50, you get them. It's just how it is.
Last night, the call on McDuffie for going high on Goddard, I thought was just as questionable as the first call that went against the Eagles for the Chiefs' benefit.
And Brady pointed out as much as well.
And that created the first scoring opportunity for the Eagles. Otherwise, it would still have been nothing. So where was the officials' fix in there? There was another moment where the Chiefs, I thought the game was over at 24-0, but they were still hoping to still be in this thing, and they were going to get the ball back because it was now third and forever. But I forgot who got called for late. Was it Bolton for late hitting
Saquon?
I mean, shoved him.
Well, the play was over, and he's just standing there, and he shoved him.
No, I know that, but...
But it was pretty ticky-tack, yeah.
Right, and so that's where the officials stepped in and created a first down for the Eagles that they weren't really going to get. They were ready to just give the ball up. All right, I think I've made my point. I hope this buries the narrative.
I'm sure it won't. Rich, because I said in the group chat yesterday, the party I was at, there was a guy who doesn't really watch football that much, and he legitimately was like, So is this like really fixed?
Well, that's a problem.
Our driver, when we first got to New Orleans, and that's been my point all year, when this stuff continually happens, it builds that up. So regular casuals actually think there's a fix in. This also speaks more to what's going on in society today.
I wouldn't mind
thank you
then,
for putting that last
thank
part
you.
In there.
I appreciate that. No, he's not wrong. So, you know, and obviously gambling, people always feel that the NFL officials are seeing the game through the prism of their current bet, as if, you know, the officials know what your specific bet is. You are rooting for the under and you are have a prop bet where this particular player is not going to get another catch. And you just let him get a catch when it's clearly pass interference and you didn't call it for the other guy. And that affects my under. So you're in the take. Because it's against my specific
bet. The league created this problem by being in bed with the gambling
partners.
Which is
what I'm saying. If you wanted, because we're always here at the Rich Eisen Show and Rich Eisen Consulting, offering the fix. And the fix is potentially, or the,
don't
the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not going to be that, you know, head buried in the sand. No, it's just like maybe you let in the conversation. You let us in on the conversation the officials are having back with the league office.
That'd be great.
And you want a full disclosure? This is what we're talking about. And you may be sitting here and you may be opening up the officials now to sounding clueless and not knowing what they're doing in the same way that the Giants front office got exposed with some of their conversations and Hard Knocks. You might be creating those mini moments week to week. I don't know if the league is keen on that.
But that'll only make officiating better week to week, right?
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe, you know, the TV networks can listen in on it and then present it, not in real time.
Right.
But this is, you know, hey, you want to know why they called this? This is what we heard on the conversation, you know, the back talk. So maybe. But for a unit that was supposed to rescue the Chiefs, no one was answering the 911 call last night. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll talk Kelsey and more of your phone calls before we hit the road here on this very busy Monday post-Super Bowl edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Ackerman, he's here now on the Infinity Sports Network with an update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger. So I can get in more squats anywhere I can. 1, 2, 3.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. 4.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps. Requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
We very rarely check our what's more likely work, but let's do it post-Super Bowl since you went one prop after another with me on Friday.
Yeah, I was kind of running down stuff,
So run it down.
Yeah, shout out to Alex Gray. I was perusing the comments, and he broke it down for us.
Okay, great.
So shout out to that. Chris Jones getting a sack or A.J. Brown getting a touchdown, Rich? You said sack. A.J. Brown did score. No sacks for Chris Jones.
All right, so I was wrong there.
Largest Chiefs deficit or Hurts run? Chiefs were down 34-0. Hurts' longest run, 17 yards.
What did I say?
You said rush.
Oh, my God. That's too wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to go You basically performed like the Chiefs, and what's more likely.
Well, guess what, man? This is why I'm glad I don't gamble.
Worthy's longest play or Saquon's longest run?
No, I was Worthy's longest play.
51 to 11 there. You said Saquon.
Oh, my God.
Mahomes' first downs or Saquon TD runs? Both were zero. I thought Mahomes would run a little bit more than he did. He did not.
Okay.
Chiefs flags or Kendrick songs? Seven Chiefs flags, 11 songs on Kendrick.
What'd I say, Chiefs flags?
You said Chiefs flags.
What do I know about
Kelsey times? Catches or tush push attempts? Kelsey won that one 4-1. You got that one right. You said Kelsey catches.
There you go. All right.
Backup quarterback takes a snap or a non-QB throws a pass.
I said non-QB throws a pass because I didn't want to invite injury.
Injury,
I didn't see. I didn't see like removing Hurts so he doesn't go into the offseason injured.
We did not see a kneel down situation with the backup.
Yeah, like the backup taking a victory formation in the Super Bowl.
I know.
How often you see that?
Never. I bet it's never happened. I bet it's never happened.
I'm sure it happened in like the blowout years of, you know, the Niners winning or right.
Maybe the 55-10 game. Did like Steve DeBerg get in something? I don't know.
One of the Bills blowouts in a Super Bowl. I don't know. All right. So I got that wrong
back then.
Okay.
Then we had this one. We was a look ahead titles starting now. Mahomes or Luka. So Mahomes is 0-1. Luka debuted tonight.
But I said Mahomes over that.
You
over
said
Luka.
Mahomes. Okay. Yep, yep. And then cutaways, Swifty celebrating. She was
or yelling.
Sad cutaways. Yeah, or Burkhart Brady Super Bowl mentions. Literally, they said it right off the top. That one did win.
So what did I say?
You said Taylor Swift celebrating.
Okay.
You were 1-6-1.
No. 2-2 if I got that one right. I was 2-5 and...
No, that one wasn't right.
Oh, I got that wrong?
Yeah, there were zero Swift celebrating cutaways.
Well, you said scream, yelling, or celebrating.
Yeah, there were none of those.
Because she was just stoic.
They cut to her at one point after she got booed.
I know, and she's just like, what gives?
She was like, what's going on there? And then
she's from Pennsylvania.
Well, she's aligned with them now.
But it's... For good reason. Like, this is her life.
I know, but that doesn't mean anything. Where you're from now doesn't matter.
This could be her future husband. What's
nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares about that. Rich, they're Eagles fans. They had to grease up poles on Bourbon Street.
They booed Taylor Swift just because she roots for her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about him.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, that was the default right there, huh? Yeah,
you were 1-6-1, according to Alex.
Guess what?
Sorry.
That's why I don't gamble. Then I'm not allowed to also. I'm just glad I don't. All right. By the way, let's not review what's more likely anymore. You got that.
1-9.
You know? We're like, you know what we should do? Let's do that. And then I'm like, sure, let's do that. And then you're like, yeah, you're 1-6-1.
Yeah, I always forget what you say.
You are.
But if it's, yeah.
Let's rename it called Who's More of a Dumbass? This guy. Yeah, let's not do that anymore.
That could be the off-season version.
Okay, I get you. I see you. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting toward your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai's always looking to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. So, in terms of the aftermath of what happens with the Chiefs this year and moving on, the question is, we've been saying all along, at some point Mahomes is going to have to start playing games without Travis Kelce, and what will happen then? And we're wondering, is it now? Travis Kelce came back for a three-peat, and then we saw what happened last night. Made it all the way to the Super Bowl again. And is that enough to keep Kelce coming back? Is it enough maybe that he's not going to want to leave off of this?
Right.
This was his, you know, general body language on the night. It was a long night for him. And, you know, he didn't spend too much time in front of the media afterwards. Not much to say, I guess. And this was Kelce at his locker after the game.
Couldn't get it going offensively. I mean, they just got after us on all three phases. And then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes, not taking advantage of you know, the play call and executing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad. So,
what's most shocking about this type
of loss? That we haven't played that bad all year.
Did they do anything that surprised you guys at all? No. Cut your throat?
No, nothing surprising. I mean,
that sounded like Albert.
Yeah, we have him on Tuesday.
Nice.
Listen, it just comes down to what does Travis Kelce want to do with his life? Because we just saw his brother basically have his choice of what he wanted to do next. He retires and the offers just come flooding in. And I'm sure, again, wherever Jason Kelce is now, if I can speak for him, and I did see him Saturday night at the flag football, influencer flag football game. He and I did the pregame to it on YouTube. Fun. By the way, we streamed that live on our YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
One of the many places you could catch that with all the influencers. Team Speed against Team Kai Cenat. At any rate, I'm sure Jason is sitting there thinking, you know, what an incredible year. This is unbelievable. Maybe I can cut back on this or that and the other thing here, you know.
He was everywhere.
And that's what I'm saying is Travis can be that, and not in the sports world, but the entertainment world. What does he want to do? Does he want to start acting now? Does he want to start hosting shows now? Does he want to do dramas now? Does he want to do comedies now? Does he want to do plays? I'm serious. Whatever he wants to try, he's going to get a chance.
Yeah, he's already acting and hosting
shows.
He
is doing that. You know? And so what does he want to do? Well, what does he want to do? Does he want to keep playing football? Does he look at, you know, watching Taylor Swift go down the red carpet on Grammy night solo, saying, you know what, I want to be there. I want to live that life. I want to be it right now. And I know what it takes to get back to that mountaintop and what it takes in terms of a daily commitment to diet and workout. And I'm kind of done. Or he's like, I just don't want to go out that way. And, you know, and it also helps his podcast if he's still an active player. I don't know. You could do these decisions and these talks about it. Because whatever he wants to do, wherever he wants to go, and he says, I want to do that. The person he says, I want to do that too, will say, okay. And that includes the Kansas City Chiefs.
Most definitely.
That includes Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Clark Hunt. And he didn't talk about it last night, but Patrick Mahomes did. This was Mahomes on Kelce's future.
I'll let Travis make that decision on his own, man. He's given so much to this team and to the NFL and been such a joy not only for me to work with but for people to watch. And so he knows he still has a lot of football left in him. I mean, you can see it. He always makes plays in the biggest moments. But it's if he wants to put in that grind, because it's a grind to go out there and play 20 games, whatever it is, and get to the Super Bowl. And he's done enough to be a Gold Jacket guy and first ballot Hall of Famer. But I know he still has love for the game, and he'll get to spend some time with his family and make that decision on his own. But, I mean, he knows he'll come back here with welcome arms. We love that guy, not only for the football player, but the person that he is every single day.
Plus one, everybody who covers him and knows him, and where it's more interesting of a world with him in the NFL than not. And, you know, does he want to stay involved in the NFL? Does he want to do media like his brother? I don't know. I think he can cross into the entertainment world. He already has.
I think that he's got a perfect person to sit and ask about life afterwards, his brother, because after we wrapped on Friday at the NFL experience, Chris and I, Jason and Sarah were walking around, and Chris and I ran into Miss Donna Kelce, their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great talk with her. What a nice lady. And, you know, Chris and I asked her, about Jason.
Ed was there too. I don't want to shout out.
Yeah. And we asked about Jason, like, does he regret, you know, not playing? And, you know, without going into everything she said, we got the feeling that, yeah, he kind of wishes he was still back out there. So I kind of feel
but the body wouldn't let him. Yeah. And it was one of those things. So
sure.
He just made the choice that he made.
I don't look at Kelce as Jason as having a single regret. I don't, if that's what was being intimated, but
look, this is mother, man. I'm just telling you what
I hear you,
she,
you know,
said,
and so
she know.
he is a great resource. So would Taylor Swift and whoever is, he's got that decision to make. I personally hope I'd love to see him back. Keep playing.
Yeah. Why not?
It just makes Chiefs games and hit in that world so much more interesting, and certainly would help the Chiefs get back
They lost two games all year. Like, why? We can't write them off. They lost twice.
That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Check out Overreaction Monday, the pod, and us on Tuesday.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home, get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for a dollar and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.